Ksubis daf teis tes amud aleph. Share.
Shiur gimel.
Restructuring, and we're going to do some chazar today. Go just a little bit further, and hopefully tomorrow we're going to try to break open the sugya with even more complex ideas. But let's first get into what was after the dust settled, Rabbi Isai. Where did we end up yesterday? I want to go over where we ended up.
Sveka is the strongest.
Sveka is the strongest, but let's go through all of them.
The reason why
Let me just do this. Just try to get some clarity over here, okay? You ready? Where's that extra pen? You want to give it to Donnie? The pen?
Donnie, right on your face.
Right. I have paper.
Yeah, you can write it back. Okay. So let's start like this. The Gemara says, when a person has a confrontation, a standoff between Cheskes Heter and Cheskes Haguf, which one wins? Who wins? And we said that the Cheskes Haguf is the one that wins. We were medayik in lashon of Adiraba. It's the lashon of Tosfos. Adiraba says Tosfos. It's not even the hashtanim alok mecheskes haguf. But he said, just for your information, if you look in the Tosfos Harosh, there's one word that Tosfos Harosh doesn't say, which is Adiraba. So Reb David in Michtam David says, yeah, Tosfos Harosh doesn't hold of this. We're making this big chiddush. The Cheskes Haguf wins out over Cheskes Heter. Why did we say it wins out? We said, because it's the Shoyrish Hashayla. We said from Shimon Shkup, not that it's stronger, Cheskes Haguf. We said it's quicker. What do we mean it's quicker? We mean that when you got a Shayla, you have to go to the source. The source of the Shayla is always the Guf. You're going to the Guf, so therefore, the Cheskes Haguf comes before the Cheskes Heter. But it wins. That's why it wins. Now, what a person has a Cheskes Heter confronting a Svek Sveka, where do we find that? In Tosfos' Kasha. Because Tosfos suggests you should do Cheskes Heter, Frekta Pnei Yeshua, that in the case of Eishes Kohen, there's a Svek Sveka, Sufik Tachtov, Sufik Not Tachtov, and even if it's not Tachtov, Sufik it was Nivla to Apostle Law, so there's a Svek Sveka, and still Tosfos is suggesting you should follow Cheskes Heter, must be Cheskes Heter wins. Why does Cheskes Heter win? We explain because Cheskes Heter is a Chazaka without a Reisa. There's no Reisa on the Cheskes Heter. What does that mean? As far as we know, even today, it's very possible she is still Shera Lakuna. Because there's no Reisa on that Chazaka, the Chazaka therefore kind of wipes away our Suffolk. If you don't have a Suffolk, then you have no Svek Sveka. That was what we said, the reason why Svek Sveka, Cheskes Heter overpowers Svek Sveka. What about if you have a Cheskes Haguf with a confrontation with Svek Sveka? That the Pnei Yeshua says we have in our Gemara. Because the Gemara says Svek Sveka. What do you mean Svek Sveka? In reference to the suffix of Tachtov or not Tachtov, you have a Cheskes Haguf. Why doesn't Cheskes Haguf knock out the Svek Sveka? Says the Pnei Yeshua, it must be that when it comes to Cheskes Haguf and Svek Sveka, the Svek Sveka wins. Why does a Svek Sveka win? So we said because this Chazaka has a Reisa. And therefore, this Chazaka is a Reisa. What does that mean? The Chazaka doesn't wipe away the Suffolk. It's just saying that we're going to assume with inertia that probably it happened the latest possible moment. But you have a Svek Sveka. Svek Sveka is going to overpower the Chazaka. Now, Rabbi Yisai comes out that Cheskes Heter overpowers Svek Sveka, and Svek Sveka overpowers Cheskes Haguf. But Tosfos says that Cheskes Haguf wins out over Svek Sveka. How does that work? Cheskes Haguf wins out over Cheskes Heter. How does that work? So we said, because it's not that it's stronger, it's faster. And in Achanami, Luye, you would have, to try to figure out who has the stronger. The answer is Cheskes Heter is stronger. That's what we came out. So according to Tosfos, it seems to be, says the Pnei Yeshua, who wins, Cheskes Heter or Svek Sveka? What does Tosfos hold? Cheskes Heter wins. Now, the Bikurei Reuven, Rav Reuven Shapansky, brings the Rosh in Shilas and Chuvas and Chuvas. I'm sorry, the Rajba in Chuvas HaRajba, that the Rajba says anytime you have Svek Sveka going up against the Chazaka, Svek Sveka always wins. To be clear, that seems to be a machlokes with Tosfos. At least the way that the Pnei Yeshua learned Tosfos. Svek Sveka against Chazaka, Svek Sveka always wins.
Don't matter which Chazaka.
Cheskas Heter, Cheskas Aguf, Cheskas Isser, Svek Sveka always wins. What is Ki'ilu going to be stronger? I guess Svek Sveka or Chazaka. The Svek Sveka always wins. So how does, what's the machlokes? Got to figure out what the machlokes is.
Does it depend on what Svek Sveka is?
Could be. That's what they were going to say. That's the machlokes we have over here between the Rajba and Tosfos. We said in Tosfos, what do you mean? The reason why Cheskas Heter wins out, Cheskas Heter knocks off the Sofek. You only have Svek Sveka, there's two Svekas, there's no Sofek anymore. The Rajba says, no. Not maskim. Svek Sveka, Cheskas Heter, Cheskas Isser, Cheskas Kshera, any of those Chazokas, Svek Sveka wins. What's the machlokes? Okay. Let's see Tosfos, the next Tosfos in a Vayner Rabbi Sai. And hopefully from that we'll try to understand. V'yibay Yisayim says Tosfos, V'yishis Yisrael, the Kibbala, V'yir Kedush V'pchusi V'vaz Gimel Shanim, as Tosfos, V'akati Ika Svek Sveka. The Gemara is trying to avoid Svek Sveka. Gemara says, I'll try to neutralize one suffix because we had a suffix Tachtav, not Tachtav Rotzen, Onis Rotzen. So first the Gemara says, Eishis Koyin, that took care of the Shail of Onis Rotzen. We don't care. Only the Shail of Tachtav, not Tachtav. Then Kibbala, so now we took care of the problem of Tachtov or not, because it's for sure Tachtov, because they couldn't do a beer before. Well, beforehand, the only shine is Einus or Ratzin. Says Tosis, Akati Ika Svek Sveka. You still have a Svek Sveka. Suffik be Einus, Suffik be Ratzin. That's the Suffik that we were aware of beforehand. V'im Tim Tzalaimer be Ratzin, Suffik Ishehi Ktana, Upitu Ktana Einusu. Says Tosis, even if it's Ratzin, but maybe it's the Ratzin of a Ktana, and Pitu Ktana Oinus. So again, this Isha, when was the Kiddushin done? When she was under three. When was the Nisuin done? She was 13. Now, we don't know what, so she definitely, has definitely happened Tachtov. The Shiloh was, did it happen when she was 12 or under? Under those circumstances, she's a Ktana when it happens, or it happened older. So first of all, maybe it was Einus, maybe it was Ratzin. And second of all, even if it was Ratzin, maybe it happened when she's a Ktana, and it happened when she's a Ktana, still the din's going to be that she's Mutter. So you have a Svek Sveka Lahatir. First of all, maybe it was an Oinus. And even if it was a Ratzin, maybe it's still Mutter, because if it was a Ratzin, when she's a Ktana, she's still Mutter. Why? Because Pitui Ktana Oinusu. So Taisa says, you've still got a Svek Sveka here. Answers Taisvis, V'yesh Loimar, Shem Oinus Chadhu. Dasi das. Shame Oinus Chadu. It's all really cool. Wait, hold on a second. Why, when she's a Ktana, are you telling me that it's going to be Mutter? If it's Beratzen. Because she's an Oinus. So basically, you have one Shaila. Is she an Oinus? No. Is she not an Oinus? Shame Oinus Chadu. It's all the same Oinus. We'll see. Shame Oinus Chadu. It's all the same Oinus, says Tosfos. Okay. Now, Rabban Leib Steinman here of Hanoah brings an interesting machlokes achrayim. It is the following thing. The halach is, when a man is ma'anis in isha, aside for the money he has to pay, he also has to keep her as a wife for the rest of his life. He can't divorce her. V'loi siya le'isha. Right? Because he just made her very, very undesirable in the shuk. Now he's got to keep her for the rest of his life. He can't divorce her. That's the halach by Oinus. What about if a man does pitui to a ktana? Pitui ktana. So, did he attack her? No. But the halacha is, pitui ktana is considered oinus. So, do you have this din also of loisi and leisha when it comes to a ktana?
He's a choice. He's a choice.
Do you say it's like he was my honester, so therefore he has to marry her? Or do you say, but Maisi wasn't my honester? This is a machloikes, Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Chochma Shloima. The Kiva Eger says this is an oinus like all other oinuses. This is pituk tana oinus. You're an oinus. What's the din of oinus? Loisiel isha. The Chochma Shloima argues and says afa pi sheyesh din oinus. Pituk tana's mean as the status of oinus, but it's not oinus mamish. It's also not rotzen. It's a different thing. It has the din of oinus, but it's not mamish oinus.
So, what does it have a
dinner by
us,
Lagabe? Whether she's going to be usher to her husband, or Lagabe to how much you have to pay, all these other things. Yeah. So, Fractor Baron Leiv, Toisvis says, shame oines chadu. What does that mean? He says, when you do a regular oines and a pitrik tana oines, it's all the same thing. Shame oines chadu, says Rabbi Aaron Leib. That lashon, and let's be very, very exact in the lashon. Shame oines chadu only really works like Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger says there's absolutely no difference between where you actually attack a woman or a ktana. Pitu ktana oines is identical to a shame oines chadu. It's the same name. What does it mean? It's the same name. It's the same thing. Identical dinim. That works according to Rabbi Kiva Eger. However, if you're going like the Chochmah Shloimo, who says that there's a halachic difference between this oinus and that oinus, and it's saying that it's av mishish l'din oinus. It's not an oinus mamish. How could you say shame oinus chadu? There's two different types of oinus. There's oinus where you have to marry her, and there's oinus where you don't have to marry her. They have different dinim. Because they have different dinim, it's not shame oinus chadu. As I fract Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman.
Maybe you could say that when Taisa says shame on his chadu, not talking about the dinim shabbos, it's talking about the concept, the stakar, the oinus. But do we?
So Rabbi Aaron Leib is picking up on the lashon of shame on his chadu. Shame on his chadu. I'll say like this: the Rajba says the same thing as Taisvis, but a little bit different. The Rajba says kula chada sveikahi. It's the lashon of the Rajba. The Rajba says, aye, what about this Pituk Tana Oinus? Says the Rajba, a Lashin, Kula Chada Sveikahi. So if you'd use the Lashin of the Rajba here, what's the suffix? Why would you say she's Mutter? Oinus. Why would you say she's Mutter? Pituk Tana Oinus. It's all the same suffix. The suffix is she's going to be Mutter because of Oinus. But Tosis doesn't say that. Tosis pushes the envelope. Tosis says Shem Oinus Chad. Tosis makes it into, it's all one Oinus, says the Rabbi and Leib. Hold on a second. It's one Oinus. There are two different Oinuses. You're right, it's Chad Sveika. If it's this Oinus, that Oinus, it's all Oinus. You're right, it's all Oinus. But it's two different types of Oinus. So the lashon of the Rajba is fine. The Rajba says kula chada sveikai. It's all one suffix. Are you an oinus or you're not an oinus? But that's not the lashon of Tosfos. Tosfos lashon is kula chadas. Now maybe you have to understand why the nuance, the difference in lashon. But Rabbi Aaron Leib comes and says, according to Tosfos lashon, I got a problem with the Chochma Shloimo.
The Chochma Shloimo is
going like could be,
but if Tosfos would have said din oinus chadu, then it would have been fair. He's saying shame oinus.
But what does it mean? So what does it mean, Shem Oinus Chad? What does he mean by saying that? Saying that it's all basically one category of Oinus. Not that it's all one suffix. It's all the same Oinus. That's the way Rabbi Levi is understanding the word Shem Oinus Chad. Why saying, what does it mean, Shem Oinus Chad? It's all, Chochem Shem says there's different types of Oinus. That's not Shem Oinus Chad.
Extremely similar, therefore they're...
Extremely similar, it would be like the way the Rajba is saying. It's Kul Chad Sveika, it's all the same suffix. I care if it's this type of Oinus, that type of Oinus. We're trying to figure out if you're Mutter. So you're Mutter because of this type of Oinus, Mutter because of that type of Oinus. It's the same Heter. The Heter is the Oinus. But Tosfos pushes the envelope. Tosfos says, no, it's all one Oinus. It's identical Oinus. It's like if he's Ma'anasar in the morning or he's Ma'anasar at night. Is that two different Sveikas? Same suffix. It's all suffix if you're Ma'anas. It's not the same suffix. It's a different type of Oinus. It's different Dinim. If you're minus in the morning, you're minus at night. If one would pay more than the other, it's not shame on his chad. It would be two different shame on his. You could still say maybe kula chad sveika. That could be. But Tois is saying shame on his chad. How is it shame on his chad? Why do you need that? We'll have to see. But hold on a second.
Okay.
Yeah. So Rabbeisai, with this idea, we could for the Rambam. There's an interesting Rambam. The Rambam that Moron Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal brings the Rambam, and the Rambam says that Eishes Yisrael Ktana Shezinsa Birotzoin Neesra Al Baila. The Rambam says something. Doesn't seem to be any source for it. A ktana is mizane. If a ktana is mizane, she's usser. Tosfos clearly argues on this. There seems to be a lot of gemara. It seems to be like lots of like. There's no makar for this Rambam. A ktana is mizane. She's usser to her husband. Now. Frek the Magi Mishnah, where's the Makar for this Rambam? Where'd the Rambam get this from? A Ketana whose Mizana is usher to her husband? Where'd he get it from? He has a Gemara like that or anything? Says the Magi Mishnah, I'll tell you where he got it from. The Rambam's Makar is our Gemara. Because our Gemara says that there's only one Suffolk by case of that a father's makabel kedushin less than three. Why is there only one suffik? Tosfos says I have a second suffik, pitui ktana, and pitui ktana is einus should be mutter. That was Tosfos's question. Tosfos comes up with this fabulous answer. Shem einus chad. Maybe the Rambam rejects Tosfos's answer. The Rambam doesn't hold shem einus chad. So why is it that this is not called a svek sveka? One suffix is einus or ratzon, the other suffix is even if it's ratzon, maybe it happened when she's a ktana. You know why? Because the Rambam holds, if it happened when she's a ktana, you will be usser. Our Gemara is the makar for the Rambam. Because the Rambam has Tosis's kasha and rejects Tosis's teretz. What's Tosis's teretz? Shem einus chad. Why would you reject Tosfos's teretz? Says Rabbi Aaron Leib, Tosfos's teretz not so simple. Shem einus chad. Why is it Shem einus chad? It could be that there's different dinim in the einus. One's an einus that he's going to have to stay married to her. The other one's you don't have to stay married to her. So l'chayra, says Rabbi Aaron Leib, the teretz of Tosfos is a very big chiddush. Maybe the Rambam rejects the chiddush. Maybe the Rambam holds like the Chochma Shloima. It's two different shem einus. If it's two different shem einus, I'm left with my kasha svek sveka. Unless I come to the conclusion that when a person is and Ktana is Mizane Birotzoin, she's usher to us.
That's
Mafata Brotz. Mafata. Yeah, Mafata
Brotz. Fata's Brotz.
What?
How could she be usher?
Okay,
she doesn't have any issues anymore.
Ah, so we'll start with this. How could she be usher on her husband? She's a Ktana. How could you punish a Ktana? Ketana is Michal Shabbos. You kill her?
Who said this is on her? Maybe this is on the husband.
So why is she asking her husband? So basically, we said a vart from the Marik. The Marik said that the din of being usher on a bile is not a punishment. What happens if she says Amar Mutter? She thought it was really Mutter. So usually Amar Mutter don't punish people, ain't Achanami. But this is Marik, it's Limoy Boy Moal. It's not about we're punishing you what you did to Hashem. We're punishing me. The vart is this marriage is no longer compatible. So ain't Achanami, she can't be held accountable in din. But she can't be married to him anymore.
She's young enough to kill a relationship. She even has that much. Knowledge.
So, okay, we'll see. We'll see. Weiss the chais, yeah.
It's like a 3-year-old kid, you know.
Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Comes Rabbi Yashiv. And asks, but Rabbi Yashiv says, I still have a kasha. Rabbi Yashiv says, I still have a kasha. Says Rabbi Yashiv, hold on a second. But how old does she have to be in order to become us? The Rambam says that even a ketana is mizana, she still become us to us. But What, when she's, if she's Mizana when she's 4 years old, she's also to her husband? I don't think so, says Rabbi Yasha. Not only do I not think so, I got backup. The Vilner Goin, the Groa, says that even according to the Rambam, you only become usher after 6 years old. If she's Mizana under six, she's not usher to her husband. Over six, she's usher to her husband.
What's the magical number?
Okay, we're going to get there.
The
Groa? The Groa. Mi Vilner.
How do they interpret what the Rambam says? Like,
good. We're gonna get there. We'll get there. About. So Memela Frecht Rabbi Yashiv. Okay. So you're telling me that from 6 till 12, she's still going to be usher. So therefore, it's not a svek sveka, but it's still a svek sveka. What about from 3 to 6? Maybe it happened when she's from 3 to 6. And over there, you can't tell me that it's that she's usher. So you still have your svek sveka. That's Rabbi Yosha's kasha, hodra kusha leduchta v'tzarech iyan. And he blives tzarech iyan. So Rabbi Yosha, I have two answers to Rabbi Yosha's kasha. There's one pashat balabatish answer, which is as follows. Even if we're going to willing to dan, a suffix, that maybe she was mezana when she was a katana. But to say maybe she was mezana from the age of 3 to 6, that's going to make a svek sveka. That's milsa deloy shchiach klal.
Why not?
That she's mezana from 3 to 6?
She's getting married.
It could happen. How many times did it happen in history that a man was boiling isha under 3? It could happen. Or if under 6? It's a milsa deloy shchiach klal. Maybe, maybe not. Okay, I always say, leave that alone because that's not the Ikar Teretz. This is the Ikar Teretz. You ready, guys? What's the magic number 6? What's the message number 6? L'chor the pshat is as follows. The Rambam holds that up until 6, she understands what she's doing enough that we could say that she is destroying the relationship. Therefore, from 6 years old, she destroyed the relationship. Under 6, she doesn't even know what she's doing. She doesn't know what she's doing. Memela, ichchach tazeh. Tosfos gave a teretz to the kasha. The Rambam is going somewhere else. What was Tosfos's teretz? Shem oines chadhu. Maybe the Rambam agrees that from 3 to 6 and is also called 100% regular oinus. The horaya, because from 3 to 6, she's not going to be usher to her husband. So therefore, if a man would be mizana with an isha from 3 to 6, maybe she would taka have to keep her as a wife, because that's a full oinus. There's no das, there's no rutzin over there. If she's from 6 older, so then we'll say, look, she consented to this, to the point where she destroyed her relationship with her husband. She knew what she was doing. She's old enough to understand what she's doing, but from 3 to 6, she has no clue what she's doing. She has no clue what she's doing from 3 to 6. Then if a man convinced her to do it, that's a full-fledged inus. She doesn't even know what she's doing, Bechlau. And there he will have to live with her the rest of her life. So then it says the Rambam, that's takashem on eschad. From 3 to 6, that is what we'll call... what's called statutory rape. He did it. He was ma'anasur. Full-fledged oinus. From 6 to 12, that's called, it was a consent with a minor, which in a chanami, it's not like spitz oinus, it's a din oinus. But there's chiluk, and what's the chiluk? Over here, he doesn't have to marry her.
There's a das that you get when you're 6 years old?
Yes.
Where do we have this das?
The car.
Right here it is. We have it all over the place. There's dinim of chinuch. When do you start chinuch? At what age?
6 years
old. When you start pu'utus, start doing kinyanim at 12. There's different das develops. It's not like we flip a switch and it goes from a moron to being a bar das. It develops. So there's different degrees of das. So in order to have achrayis, to be held accountable, you need to be 13. But there's certain dinim of das that he has. She has enough das at 6 years old to know what she's doing. She's not held accountable. For that at 6 years old, but she knows what she's doing. So to the extent that she can't have a relationship with her husband anymore, but under that, she doesn't even know what she's doing, Bechlal. She doesn't know what she's doing. You basically were my anesthesia, because what she said is totally irrelevant. She says, I want to do this. She doesn't know what she's saying. It's as if she said nothing.
You have Rotson Posek?
What?
And you have
enough Rotson. No, it's enough Rotson to say that right now she destroyed her relationship with her husband to the extent that now is saying that there's some Rotson here. So for that reason, it's not Loisi Elisha because you didn't actually. It's not called a full fledged Linus.
She gets enough. When she gets Rotson. Just
right.
Enough Rotson to
correct.
Run.
Correct. Which we say that, and I'm not making this up because the Goyin is saying after six you have to stay. After six. The Goyin says she's usser. Before six, she's not usser. What does that mean? That means that after six, she knows what she's doing. Before six, she doesn't know what to do. So all I'm doing is I'm taking that vart of the Goyin and I'm trying to superimpose it into the Chochma Shleima. And he says, what?
Make up the sugya.
Okay, Rabbi. So let's go right. So I call upon him. That's going to be pshat lechayre in the Rambam. Now we have to understand. Yeah. What's going to be the nuance, the difference between the Rashba and Tosfos? Tosfos said over here, Shem Oynes Chadhu. The Rashba says over here, Kula Choda Sveika. That's the Rashba. Comes with Reuven Shapansky, and he says a very, very lumdish piece. And he says, Nafkamina is perhaps as follows. We said that Tosfos says Shem Oynes Chad. So he's trying to make it into mamish one thing. And the Rashba says Kula Chada Sveika. The Rashba says that it's all like based on one suffix. So we said the Rashba seems to be happy just with the fact that it's all coming from the same heter. Mashaykin, according to Tosfos, seems to want to make it almost like it's the same Maisa. It's called the same thing. You're doing the same thing. We ask, says Rabbi Arlev, how can you call it doing the same thing if it has different dinim? Must be Tosfos holds, has the same dinim. Okay, that's what Rabbi Kiva Eger holds. It's not a problem. We ask the Kasha only on the Chochma Shleima. He said the Rabbim can all like the Chochma Shleima. The Rashba can all like the Chochma Shleima. So everyone has their place. What's the Yisoid of Achleges? Tosfos and the Rashba comes along where Reuven Shapansky says the following thing. He says, I'd like to bring out another machlekes, Tosfos and Rashba. Tosfos holds, when you have a cheskes heter and a svek sveka, who wins? According to Tosfos, cheskes heter wins. According to the tshuvas Rashba, you have svek sveka and you have a chazaka, who wins? Svek sveka.
Cheskes heter or any
chazaka? Who, the Rashba?
Yeah.
Any chazaka. He says we have to understand the mechanics of Svek Sveka. How does Svek Sveka work? Yesh Lachkor, what is a Svek Sveka? You could understand Svek Sveka works midin roiv. Who holds it works midin roiv? The Rashba. The Rashba, the Kufa says, when the Rashba says, you know why Svek Sveka wings out over Chazaka? Because Svek Sveka is roiv. And when you have a roiv and a chazaka, rubai v'chazaka, rubai adav. So therefore, svek sveka wins out over chazaka. Svek sveka is midin roiv. That's the Rashba. You could also understand svek sveka different. Svek sveka is as follows. If you have one suffek, what's the din suffek, dear Raisa? The chumra. If you have trei sveki, what's going to be the din? Trei sveki, lekula. Chad sveka, lechumra. Trei sveki, lekula. That's Shitas Tosfos. We're going to work out exactly what is the vart of trei sveki lekula. Trei sveki lekula. What's the difference? The difference is as follows. The Rashba is trying to put both sveklas together in order to make a roiv.
One scale.
To make it into one thing. Became a roiv. How did it become a roiv?
No.
The Rashba.
Together.
No. We'll see. No. The Rashba is putting it together and making it into one suffix. The Rashba is saying that it works midin roiv. What does that mean? Where's the roiv in svek sveka? Because I look at all of my tzadim, I put them all together, and I have a 75% chance that it's going to be mutter. That's a rife. That's because I put it all together. I made it all into one big suffix. Taisa says, Trey Sveiki Lakula. What does that mean? I have two Sveikas. Suffix number one, suffix number two. Each suffix is itself a suffix. When I have two Sveikas, then it's going to be Lakula. So now.
What the
Rothbard,
you have one massive suffix, really?
Right. Says Reuven Shapansky, what's the nafkamina if it's one suffix or two suffixes? He takes it a step deeper. Here we go. Now he's going to get, now it gets amok. He says, Shaz as follows, do you clear the din or do you clear the metzias? What's the clear? Do you clear the din or do you clear the metzias? In other words, what do we want to know? At the end of the day, why are we coming to the Rav? We want to know what to do. Is it mutter aser? That's what we want to know. So in order to know if it's mutter aser, what do you have to look at? The metzias. Or, you have to, in order to find the metzias, the din, you have to clear the metzias. So the clear is on the metzias. Is the clear the din? Or is the clear the... If the clear is the din, so then how many sveikas do we have over here? One suffix. What's the suffix?
Yes or no.
Yes or no. Mutter Usser. One suffix. What's the din? Put all the different studim. Maybe it's mutter because of this. Maybe it's mutter because of that. We'll put it all together, and if we end up with a roiv, we'll be mutter because of roiv, because it's one suffix. Mutter Usser. But if you clear the metzias, so then I have different things. Was it einus or ratzen? It's one shaila metzias. Was it tachtov or not tachtov? It's a different shaila metzias. Those are two different shailas. Those are two separate shailas. When I have Trey Sveiki, I'll go to Kula. But it's two shailas that are existing simultaneously. Says Taisus, listen, I'm going to go with the Trey Sveiki. Memela, Taisus says, look, if I have a Cheskas Heter and it touches one suffix, do I have Trey Sveiki anymore? No, this chazaka paskin the suffix. I have another suffix. Chazaka paskin the other suffix also, and I took care of both svekas. But according to the Rashba, you can't do that because you have a roiv in your suffix and ruba vechazaka, ruba odif. But according to Tosfos, each chazak, each suffix stands on its own. I can attack each suffix separately, and I can technically beat both svekas because chazaka paskin's a suffix. And I don't have any sveikas left. Therefore, Tosfos holds chazaka overpowers svek sveika, or trey sveika. And the Rashba holds chazaka doesn't overpower. What's the other machlokes? Is as follows. Tosfos says, Shem oines chadu. Tosfos wants to take you out of svek sveika. How does he take you out of svek sveika? Tosfos says, listen, I have to call it all one shem oines. It has to be one maisa. It's all a suffix of was it oinus, was it rutzen? That's it. Why? Because according to Tosfos, it has to be that the maisa is an identical maisa. Because what's the suffix we're clearing? On the metzias, what happened? Says Tosfos, there's only one suffix. Was there an oinus, was there a rutzen? Maybe it's Peter Ketana. It's a different maisa. It's the same maisa. Comes Rabbi Yoshua, says, comes Rabbi Aaron Levy, says, time out. Same maisa? How could you call it the same maisa? This one, if you do it, you end up this way. This one, you do it the end up that way. This one, you have to stay married to. This one, you know, it's a different maisa. That's the Chiddush of Tosfos. Shem Oynes Chadu, it's one maisa. It only works, Taka, with Rabbi Kivega that says it's going to have the same din, because that's the same maisa. But according to the Rashba, it's much more simple. Rashba says, Kula chada sveika. We're looking at the din. What's going to make you mutter over here? Einus or einus? Einus and einus are both einus. So it's einus like this. It's einus. If it's tachtov, not tachtov, if it's einus or rotzen, those are different reasons for him to be mutter. We'll look at all the reasons to be mutter and we'll combine them. Over here, it's just one reason to be mutter, einus. I care if it's a this einus or a that einus. Doesn't make a difference. Kula chada sveika. It's all one suffix. Memela, that's going to be the Pshat of the Machlokes between Tosfos and the Rashba. Okay, Rabbi, so let me get a bissel weiter. Was sagt Toisvis weiter? Says Toisvis, Vim Toimar, Vim Nukma Becheskas Heterle Baila. Toisvis says, okay, you have a suffix here, but why don't we use the Cheskas Heter to be Peshit the suffix? It's only one suffix. Cheskas Heter should work on the suffix. This is very similar to what Tais asked in the previous Taisvis. What did Tais ask in the last Taisvis? Cheskas Kashrus. Right? So over here, Cheskas Kshere the Kahuna. Over here, we're not talking about a Kohen. So Tais doesn't say Cheskas Heter Labaila. Before Tais is answered, you have a Cheskas Aguf getting in the way. Because over there the Shaila was it Tachtov or not Tachtov? Now, it's not a Shaila Tachtov or not Tachtov, it's for sure Tachtov. So Cheskas Aguf isn't going to help you. So you got a Cheskas Heter, no Cheskas Aguf against it. Let's go! V'nukme v'cheskas Heter l'bayla. Says V'yesh loymer, de'unsa kola islay. Kedamrina b'yushalmi, Unsi yesh la kol, v'hash the deleko kol, havale rotzain ruba, umiut einis, v'ruba v'chazaka, ruba adiv. Says Taisvis, you got a cheskas heter? You're right. Cheskas heter is going to tell you that probably she's mutter. If she's mutter, it means that must have been an einis. Hold on a second, but you have a roiv telling me that it's not an einis. Why? Because Taisvis says, eins unsa kola islahu, kidamrin on biyushalmi, and if there's no kol, we didn't hear any kol that she was an einis. Oh, that's the Rishonim's Achronim's Kasha. Hold on. So if there's no Kohel, so therefore the Roiv is going to tell me probably it was Beratzen. So I have a Roiv telling me Beratzen. I have a Chazaka telling me that it's Be'ainis. Who's going to win? Ruba v'Chazaka. Ruba Adiv. So he says, comes the Pnei Yeshua affect the following Kasha. Rabbi say, why is it that Einis Kala is low? We're assuming that somehow word gets out when a man's modest in Isha. We'll start like this. Okay, we'll leave it at that. Says the Pnei Yeshua, I'm going to assume that that's not true with Pitui Ketana. Oinus. Pitui Ketana Oinus doesn't have a kol. So if Pitui Ketana doesn't have a kol, the Roiv isn't going to knock off the Tzad of Oinus. Roiv is saying, it's unlikely that it happened when she was older and she did it Beratzen. But maybe it happened when she was younger and she did it. I mean, it's unlike that when she was older and it happened Be'oinus. But maybe that when she was younger and it was a Pitoy, which has the status of an Oinus. It's fine, Shem on Eschanu, but the fact is, there's no Roiv.
What's
the svara? Why Roiv Einus has a coil? Because we're saying when a man's modest in Isha, people hear about it. He was a modester. Even if Shem Einus Chad, but it doesn't have the qualities that's going to generate the coil. As I fact the Pnei Yeshua, the qualities that generate the coil is the fact that there's doing something that's going to. Says the Pnei Yeshua, Peter Ketana doesn't have a coil. That's his assumption. So let's try to figure out why. Why does Pita Ketana not have a call? So one pshat is they said when a man is manas in Isha, usually she's going to try to scream. When she screams, people are going to find out that there was manas her.
And this
but
kid's going to be crying over the cold.
She's not screaming. It's Pita Ketana. She's not screaming. Probably her mother is not going to tell people. That's my guess.
It's the meister that generates the call.
Not the Spanish.
She's going to try to get money from him. She's going to try to
get money. No.
Right.
She doesn't get the money.
She wants it.
Right. Pita Ketana Oinus, and she'll also want to get.
Whoa, Rebbe, if it's really Oinus, if Oinus is wrong, if Pita is really Oinus, why is it ever called? If it comes out under the age, it's Oinus, so it has to see anything.
No, because if the call just comes from the reality that she is screaming when it's happening, so she's not screaming. So then what's the problem? Or the problem is...
It's not a little call, it's the people here, do you think they're fans of it?
Okay, that says, Shaila, why is it that Oinus is the call? I call upon him. One could argue on the Pnei Yeshua's premise in a Hanami, I was thinking something else. That maybe when she gets older, she's about to going to make a coil. I don't know what makes the coil exactly, if it's the screaming or the fact that she wants this guy, she wants him to become not a threat anymore. So he's taking advantage of young girls. She's, when she becomes a Gedolah, she's going to tell everyone, you know, that make sure to stay away from him. That'll make a coil. Maybe, I don't know. This is the Anocha. Leave the Anocha of the Pnei Yeshua. That's his Kasha. So if there's no coil, what happens? Listen to this. Rabbi say, this is a trick. You got to get this one. This we're going to end for now. Says the Pnei Yeshua, okay. So you want to suggest that when did this actually happen? When she was a Katana. But she has a Cheskes HaGuf. Oh, Cheskes HaGuf. Cheskes HaGuf tells you that it happened probably when she was older. And when she's older, it's either Einus or Ratzon. Yeah, but Einus or Ratzon, we have a Roiv telling us that it was Ratzon. So either way, we've knocked off your Chazakah. What's going to win out? Cheskes HaGuf or Cheskes Heter? Cheskes HaGuf. So the Cheskes HaGuf is going to tell me that it didn't happen when she was younger. Ella might happen when she was older. Okay, but it still might be Aser Mutter because Einus Ratzon. I've got a Roiv telling me that it probably happened Ratzon. So I'm combining, says the Pnei Yeshua, a Cheskes HaGuf and the Roiv to beat out on the Cheskes Heter. The Cheskes HaGuf can't work. Why? Because Cheskes HaGuf just tell me it happened when it was older, but maybe it was Beratzen, maybe it was Ba'inus. I don't know. That doesn't mean automatically mean that it was Mutter Aser. In the previous places, we were talking about Eishes Kayin, where there's no difference between Aser and Mutter. So Cheskes HaGuf automatically tells me Aser. But down here, just because it's older doesn't mean automatically that it's Aser. It could be that happened Ba'inus. Yeah, but the Roiv is going to tell me that it didn't happen. That's the Pnei Yeshua. Again, Pnei Yeshua is using this, creating this type of situation because of his premise in his kasha that there is no coil when it comes. One could have said that maybe there is a coil, but the Memele says over here you're going to use the roi. Vim Taimar says the Pnei the Taisus. Let's just finish one more nekuda. We'll stop with that. Im Kain b'saf b'svek sveka namite aser the suffik einis kamanda lesa dami for the nisha elachad suffik tachtav. Says Taisus, okay, so you're telling me that anytime there's a suffix Ratzon, suffix Einus, really we're going to assume that it's Biratzon. So why is there a Svek Sveka in our Gemara? Our Gemara starts off, why is it Svek Sveka? Suffix Einus, suffix Ratzon. You have a Roiv. The Roiv is telling me that it's Ratzon, not Einus. But so that's the way I would have asked the question. Taisus doesn't ask it that way, and this is a very subtle nuance. Taisus says, again, let's see what Taisus said. In Taimer Imkain, b'sek sveik anami te aser the suffik oynis command alesa dami v'loy nishur elachad suffik suffik tachtof. Says Taisus, ubeha loy shayach leukme becheskas heter kideperishus. What? What? Why are you bringing Cheskes Heter for? The kasha is very simple. The Gemara calls this a Svek Sveka. Is this a Svek Sveka? No, because you have a Roy. Finished. So he says, oh, you want to start hacking me with Cheskes Heter? You can't. What do you need to hack Cheskes? Even if you could have Cheskes Heter, it's not a Svek Sveka. There's no Svek Sveka. You have Cheskes Heter? You have a different reason why it's Mutter. Does the Gemara say it's Mutter because of Cheskes Heter? The Gemara says, Vamai Svek Sveka. So even if you tell me there's a Cheskes Heter, that's not making it into a Svek Sveka. So the question is, why is the Gemara calling the Svek Sveka? That's enough of a kasha right there. So he says, no. But maybe you have a Cheskes Heter and that'll make it Mutter? Who cares? Still not the Gemara. The Gemara would still be wrong. This is an important kasha. I'm going to continue with this position tomorrow.